a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome back, Resurrection Republic, to the Uncle Sam Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Very special episode we are having tonight. With Dave and Phil, what that you're trying to do is put together this film that is so absolutely critically important. Folks, of course, Phil's book is coming out soon. And I would like to say that, whoever makes the highest donation tonight will receive a gift from me of his book. We've been doing this for a while, folks, and this show needs your support too. And we can talk about that another night. This night, tonight, I want you to please get behind the making of this film. Be a part of it. Be a part of it knowing that you contributed to one of the most important truths that have been shared. This incident that occurred, if the American people could only grasp and understand the level and the depth of what it truly exposes, an underlying evil. What I asked you to do before the break was to visualize, take all of the flags away. Let's call each one of them a different color instead of a nation. I ask you to just say that we know, allegedly, this occurred as a mistaken identity. What would a nation, any nation, what would their natural reaction be if an enemy not only attacked them, but attacked the wounded, defenseless sailors who took to the water in lifeboats? That action in and of itself shows an underlying truth, which is they did not want one person to survive to tell the tale, but something miraculous kept that ship upon the water, able to expose an underlying evil to this very day. Now, everyone knows I don't hide my faith. My faith is in Jesus Christ myself. Whatever your faith is out there, it is what it is. But I'm telling you right now that the only reason that that ship stayed afloat was an act of God. And it is the truth by which we need to share the depth of that event. And as I asked you to visualize those lifeboats being attacked, in and of itself, it doesn't matter. It does matter who was attacked. But for the sake of this point, it would not matter who was attacked, but the mindset of the individuals who were doing the attack. And folks, I'm going to give the floor back to these gentlemen to share with you their information. Go ahead, fellas. We're going to get to a caller in just a moment. I want you guys to take the floor for a few minutes and before we get to that.
Bill? Dave, would you please take the floor? I've run my mouth enough, but I've got to tell you something, folks, again, how much I appreciate and respect this great man of honor, Dave Gahary. Without him, this wouldn't be going on right now. Without him, I wouldn't have this wonderful, wonderful, truthful book coming out. Taking nothing away from what I saw that day, my first book, but a lot of research has went into this. Dave's poured his heart into everything, and he's poured his heart and soul into this project. And Dave, if you would please, I'm going to shut up for a while, and if you take over and give me your thoughts and what to do, how to donate, and so on and so forth, and your thoughts about what is it, what it's going to take to make America again. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Phil. I don't know if, Tom, you want to grab that call before?
Well, yeah, we could do that. Wes in Idaho. Wes, you're on.
Hello, Tom and Phil. I believe I heard somebody on Phil's show say that LBJ did not say that he would rather see the whole crew go to the bottom. But I say, what the heck now? LBJ and McNamara, it is recorded most certainly that they ordered back the squadron of jets. Is that enough evidence? Is that not enough evidence to say that they absolutely did want to see the ship go to the bottom? I would say so. Two questions. Phil, you were directed to Malta, correctly? Correct, and there were safe harbor much closer, not true? Is that not more evidence that they were trying to see you sink? And the last is Trump. Donald Trump, has he spoken anything that he is going to take up your cause, Phil, of the USS Liberty? Thank you.
No, Wes, to answer your last question first, we haven't heard anything from Donald Trump. And then your other questions. Yes, there was Safe Harbor Crete, which was about a day steaming away from where the attack took place. We could have went to Safe Harbor there, but they directed us to Malta, which was... We left on the 9th and got there on the 14th with a 40 by 40 foot torpedo hole on our side, almost ready to sink. Now, did they want us to sink on the way? Perhaps. That's my view. I think they did. They still wanted the crew dead. But I have to remind you that they had come aboard the ship, Admiral Isaac Kidd, and Ward Boston, and we were put in small groups, and I was ordered by a flag admiral, Admiral Isaac Kidd, never to say a word about the attack, who attacked us, the casualties, my feelings about it, or anything else. After I told this admiral the honest to God truth, because he took off his star and he said, "Talk to me like I'm your father, because I am. I'm just like you." And after we told him what we thought and what we saw, we were ordered by this flag admiral, and here I am, a petty officer, just a nothing in the United States Navy, and he scared me to death. So I didn't say anything about it for almost 20 years. I was still afraid to. In fact, my second marriage to Lisa, I never even told her I was in the military. I was too scared to talk about it. But, yeah, we had Safe Harbor many miles closer, and I think Dave can explain probably why they did that as well as I can.
Yeah, sure. The question that Wes had about the planes being recalled, whether or not that is true, that's absolutely true. And in Phil's book, there is an interview with one of the Liberty survivors who actually spoke with a separate admiral, a different admiral, about that, who told him that the planes were recalled. And the reason he told him that was because he was the senior officer on board this aircraft carrier, and he wanted to get this off his chest. So, yes, in fact, the planes were recalled by the Defense Secretary McNamara and by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. It's actually even hard to talk about for me now that I know what I know. And Phil, thank you for your beyond kind words. This is something that, for me, being in the Navy, it's special because Navy guys have a certain bond, I've found out over the decades. And it's also something that, for me, I kind of have no choice that I have to do. And maybe I was always meant to play a small part in this. I don't know. But I feel like I've known Phil for a long time. We have known each other for many years, but not decades. But I feel like it's something that really there is no choice for me. I know what I know, and we have to take it all the way to the point of the movie. Now, Phil's been doing this radio show on RBN for many years, and he's been, writing thousands of letters to Congress, which, of course, was a complete waste. He didn't know then. Nobody would know until you went through it that none of these people, save really just a few congressmen, actually did what was right. And, of course, the Jewish lobby got him out of office. But Phil has dedicated his life to getting the truth out. He has no choice. He knows that he has to do it. He cannot go down any other road. And this is the culmination, this is the culmination of everything that he's done, is this movie. Getting this movie done, getting the donations that we need to get it done, is the culmination of everything that Phil has fought and struggled to do for all these decades. And what he mentioned before about people giving donations. Literally, a lot of our donations are coming from people who don't have a lot of money. We know that because of what we're getting and where they live and what they say to us. So literally, $5. $1, people on fixed incomes, I wish I can give more, they say. I can give you $5. I can give you $5 a month. We've gotten larger donations, but this story is so important. And you mentioned this, Tom, and what you said was absolutely beautiful, the way that you described the shooting of the life rafts and just that one aspect of it.
Yes, sir.
If we could get people who are concerned about America, because we know that America is slipping away here.
It is.
Most people understand that now. American Free Press, Spotlight, they've been writing about it for decades. We're no longer a lone voice in the wilderness. These songs that you're playing on your program are evidence of that. We've reached a point where songs can be made about this stuff. It's beautiful. But we need, like Phil said, we need Americans. We need Americans to reach into their wallet and give us $1, $5. It's not for us, because like I've said before on other programs, we're not making any money. It's cost us money.
I can vouch for that, just being and doing what I'm doing.
Exactly.
I've had people actually sit there and say, well, oh, you're making money. You're trying to make money off of whatever event was happening at the time. I said, you knuckleheads, if you only knew.
Absolutely. It's pretty much everything that I've ever done has cost me money, and the reason is because when you do something that's good, you don't make money. That's just the way it is. But we don't want to make any money off of this, of course. We just want to get this story out. And because, as Phil said, the 50th anniversary is coming up next June, the impact that this will have will be great if we can get it done in time for the 50th anniversary. And the only thing we need is money. That's it. We don't need anything fancy. We don't need to have made a bunch of movies before in our lives. We just need money. If we had the money right now, we could do what has to be done. But right now, we got to go out and fundraise. We got to talk to people. We got to come on to shows, great shows like yours, and talk to people and explain to them how important it is to get the money. Because most people, no matter what, they're not going to donate the money. And the reason they're not is because of the first rule of political science, is that most people don't do anything. They just sit back and let other people do it. But we need We need people. It's called the free rider principle. We need people to get active. We need them to activate. This story, when told in a full-length feature film format, not a documentary.
No, I certainly and wholeheartedly agree that, well, we've been so propagandized as a union and by the industry that I think that Marlon Brando said very eloquently, I'm pretty mad at some Jews in Hollywood because and look, I know personally know Jews that are completely honorable and forthcoming with much of this information that are perhaps careful, some of them, but still certainly honest. You have folks like my co-hosts who makes no, he does not hide at all what his ancestry is, but he chose a different faith, but his culture is still his culture, and he's doing the honorable thing. He's seen these things. He's researched these things. He knows what you gentlemen are standing for and what you're speaking about are true, and all it takes, quite simply, is an attack of honor in the hearts of people. Folks like my stepfather, who was a Navy veteran, I was raised growing up by my stepfather and my mother to walk up to a veteran. You see a veteran wearing a hat, you know that he was a vet. You walk up, you shake his hand, and you thank him for having the courage, regardless of whether you agree with the government or the wars or the of any of the conflicts. You know that there was a man standing on a wall willing to take a bullet for you. That's why he got into it. So politics and the wars in and of themselves aside, the veterans are our life's blood. Our youth are always our life's blood. They're our finest resource. And when young men go to war, or they go and join the service with the in their hearts, they want to protect, they want to serve, they want to give. Whatever reason that politicians and bureaucrats use to take advantage of that, that's another issue. I was raised to respect veterans and to go out of my way to make sure that if I could put a smile on their face, if I could make them feel appreciated, if I could respect them in any way, that I would do so. And what shocks my conscience is the very man who instilled these beliefs in me are one of those who were propagandized to the point where his friendship for a few people and his, for lack of a better term, this propagandized view of the Fox News presentation of neoconservatives, which many people don't even realize. Most neoconservatives don't even realize themselves that the neoconservative movement was founded by people who were admitted, open Trotskyites. So you have a Fox News machine that feeds a sense of conservatism, so it gives you a Republican-flavored version of Trotskyism. And this is what Karl Marx himself, Mordecai Levy, this is this ideology that they have infected both sides, two wings of the same bird, which is one of the reasons why I got so behind Ron Paul when he came out as a Republican runner for president, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I'm moving towards Donald Trump. One of the things that was mentioned was, did Donald Trump come out and say anything about exposing this? Well, folks, here's a real honesty here about that. If Donald Trump were to do that, he would commit political suicide. That in and of itself should not be allowed. When someone running for president has to so carefully not say something that is truth, we are in dangerous times. No,
You know what, in reference to Donald Trump, and I'm not defending him. I haven't watched television in over 25 years. A lot of people talk about television.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, and when people hear me say that, most of them say the same thing to me. It's, well, you're not missing anything. But, yeah, I know that. But I gave up television when I had my first son because I realized, why would I look at that when I've got this living thing here? It didn't make any sense. So I never went back to it. But Donald Trump doesn't know about the liberty. I can guarantee you that. The way that I study the liberty, and that's what Phil was saying, that there aren't too many people who know the liberty like I know the liberty. I poured everything into this thing. There's so much stuff that liberty people don't know about and didn't know about that Phil and I uncovered. So Donald Trump, I don't think he knows about the liberty. If he ever got the truth about the liberty, it might rile him up, but there's a lot of people who are thinking, yeah, you know what, it was so long ago, who cares? Who cares? Well, yeah, oh yeah, guess what, who cares? I care, you care, I could tell you care, Thomas.
Yes,
I could tell by what you're saying,
yes,
how you're saying it, that you care about the liberty. And if anybody feels like they're an American, they should care, like Matthew in Louisiana, a fellow who has already assisted us in this movie. I wanted to mention that because there are people out there like Matthew. Unfortunately, not enough. But Matthew came forward and he says, I will do whatever I can to help you with this project. He realizes the importance of it. So there are people out there who understand. I know that probably a lot of your listeners do understand. And all we're asking for is for them to go to usslibertymovie.com. It's very simple. usslibertymovie.com. Take a look at the site. Click the donate tab. Make a donation. If, and I've said this before, if on the small chance, because both Phil and I believe we're going to make this movie, if on the small chance the movie doesn't happen, what are we going to do with the money that we have? Exactly what we've done with the money that we have now. It's sitting there in the bank, and it's waiting to be used. If we can't make the movie, we're going to give the money back, because we don't need it. What are we going to do with it? Keep it for what? It's not our money.
No, sir, I have an idea, and I don't know, maybe it's just food for thought. I would like to see this movie made, and there is absolutely no doubt that this should be made. In the event that you don't, that the money is not raised enough to do so, what I propose is that the folks that donate the money would be willing to allow you to at very least, put the money into advertising to promote the actual story. One way, shape, form, or another, we cannot submit. We cannot relent. We cannot stop spreading the truth. So I would ask, and I'm going to make a donation, and if for whatever reason, whatever comes in your way to stop you, I would want you to take the money and spend it in any way that could bring attention, bring light, and bring the truth to the people, because this must be told. That is just my view.
Yeah, that's exactly the way we feel. Every damn year, there's a movie made about the Holocaust. Every year, and many people who have studied it don't believe it unfolded the way that they say that it has. I'm one of them. And everybody can have their own opinions, okay? I don't think it was possible to unfold the way that the victors say that it did. But every year there's a movie about the Holocaust. But
yeah.
How many movies about the Liberty? Not one. There's never been one movie about the USS Liberty, which, by the way, and this is what Phil was saying before, every member of Congress is a traitor. And the reason they are, and not just Congress, but in the executive branch too, because it is the responsibility of these people, according to the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, to investigate attacks such as this. And there has never been one investigation by Congress about the attack on the USS Liberty. Not one. And Phil has hammered that into my head.
But what about all of these investigations that these websites say prove that the USS Liberty was an accident? I mean, that's kind of a joke, and you know, of course, I'm asking this slightly sarcastically, but
of course, it's a joke. There has never been one, and most of the stuff I learned about the Liberty, I learned from Phil. There has never been one investigation by.
No, I would have to say one credible one. They did.
There's never been one.
Well, they put forward a couple. This is what they called an investigation, and of course, folks, I want to be clear about this because I don't want anyone to mistake what Dave is saying here as being incorrect, because he's absolutely correct. But they've put forward, and I read the other day, a list of the so-called many investigations into the Liberty, and what they were, folks, were not investigations at all. They were not funded investigations into the incident, but they were reports by cover-up men and apologists who tried deflecting and directing attention away from the tragedy. Not one, like you said, Dave, not one solid, funded investigation.
Not one Liberty survivor was ever interviewed.
Amen. And that's proof enough.
This was premeditated murder on the high seas, and so few Americans know about this. And that's the point of this movie. We want everybody to know about it. Like you said, what's going to do it? A full-length feature film. People like entertainment. They like videos. This is going to do it. This is going to wake people up. And finally, the USS Liberty, the story about the USS Liberty, is going to become part of American history, which it should have been for 50 years. But because they've erased it, because who did it, and because who owns this country, that's why it was prevented.
Hear. I don't think I could have put that any better myself. Folks, feel free to call in, ask any questions for these folks that you want. I mean, Dave and Phil, they're here and they're willing to answer any of your questions. Any of you out there that might be opponents to this message, I urge you, I challenge you. You will be treated with dignity. You will be treated with respect. Please feel free to call in and challenge us on any of the information, any of the details, and please come with facts, not with insults. I don't think that we'll get a call from one of them. I know they're listening. But folks, please feel free to call and ask your questions if you want. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead on, gentlemen.
I think you got a call, actually.
We do. Yes, we do. Jim in Missouri. Jim.
Was that Missouri or was that Missouri?
I thought I said Missouri. I'm sorry. I just brought you on right before a break. Now, silly me.
That's okay. I'll hold over.
You hang right there. We'll be right back with two finest gentlemen I've had the privilege of doing a show with. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, yo, Pop, just got my new black robe, my bench, my new hammer, representing Saturn, the inhibitor. Up in this room, permanent rings around him. The mere fact is a felony, it's got me hurting like, aw. Wish it was a misdemeanor, I'd be murking him more. I'm not overly concerned at what you heard on the call. All I have in this world is my word and my balls. So if I testify, you can bet your bottom buck. I do not invest in lies, understand I got them stuck.
I'm the judge
if
here.
You babble on the stand, it can get abrupt. I will put the gavel in my hand and just crush your nuts. I will treat you like a stepchild, chill. If the demons don't get you, then the reptiles will. So understand your selections in jest. I possess projectiles to put impressions in vest. I'm the greatest of all time, maybe second at best. Comparisons are apples and oranges, checkers and chess. You all go broke like molesters confess. You like a talk show host trying to pester your guests. You could call me Phil Donahue cause I'm blessed to take a mic and make it like you didn't ever exist. You think a black robe and a bench is keeping you blessed? I got your number now, don't think I don't know your address. 1-900-MURDER-MURDER-MURDER-MURDER.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. That is Payday Monsanto. Awesome musician. The words just reach out and grab you. Anyway, we have on the line right now Jim in Missouri. Jim, go ahead.
Okay, I'll stick with the Missouri stuff. Anyway, hey, Dave and Phil, Phil, I've been listening to you for a long time, and, you know, I want to thank you for being patriot. I served with a lot of Vietnam veterans, and I experienced their reactions to what they had been through. I can only imagine what you guys went through. Unbelievable, especially when your country turned the back on you. I would hope, number one, I want to encourage everybody to promote and donate to this effort. And I would hope that within the movie that you will document all the other things that has happened from the state of Israel, like the Laban affair, among others. This is not an isolated event. These are supposed to be our allies, and history tells us different. And I'll finalize it with, as far as Trump goes, I don't expect anything out of Trump until he's actually in there. And then watch out, because I think that he is holding back and has to hold back purposely with what he says at this time. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for your service. I'm sorry what happened, but it does need to get resolved. So, love you all.
Thank you for that.
Love you too, man, and thanks for listening to the great radio stations, all the programs on RBN, and thank you for listening every Saturday. And with all due respect, with all the deepest respect I have in my heart, to everybody out there, folks, you know, a lot of people say this was an incident. An incident is bumping into somebody in the hallway or the grocery store or having a car accident or something like that. That's an incident.
What no, I've used that word too, and you know, I just for a moment, I agree with you. When we're flowing with discussing what I mean, what do you call this horrific historical event? I have to, even though I'm dedicated to exposing this, you know, I have to say that sometimes my language can be somewhat complacent, and sometimes, perhaps maybe use the wrong word, a horrific, horrendous historical event that needs to be exposed. Absolutely. Very good point that you've made there, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom, and I appreciate your efforts and your patriotism. As I said before, I mean, it does my heart good. I know it does Dave good, but folks, believe me, this attack was not just an attack on the USS Liberty of 294 souls, June 8, 1967. This was an attack on our way of life, on who we are, and covered up by the very government that we swore to uphold from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we were lied to. And this was an act of war against the United States of America. This was horrible, horrible war crimes that I even hate to describe put upon us that day. But those crimes are just as valid on the people that weren't there that day and the people that weren't living that day. They didn't care about American lives, and our government supported that. They didn't care about American servicemen being set up to be murdered by our own government. Now, think about that. If that doesn't break your heart, nothing will. And how many other USS Liberties have happened that we have no idea about, Tom and Dave? Have no clue that it's been covered up forever. So, my point being, is this is earth shattering. Within 3 minutes, airplanes were recalled back. I don't know if they were Navy jets or Air Force jets. I don't know if Dave and I have ever come to a conclusion on that. Headed to Cairo with nuclear tip missiles to disintegrate, turn that country into sand, and Israel would own all of the Middle East. They almost got by with it. The only thing is, they couldn't sink our ship. We didn't fire a shot, not a shot, and we kicked their ass in this two-hour attack that lasted as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. So go scratch your heads, you guys, in those torpedo boats. You murdering several. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
sir, we do have another caller on the line here. Matthew in Louisiana, you're on with Phil and Dave. Go ahead.
Dave.
Matthew in Louisiana.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on.
Absolutely. And what I have to say is, God bless Phil Cherney and Dave Kahari of American Free Press.
Amen.
What happened almost 50 years ago, 49 years, in a couple months counting, was a travesty. An absolute error in history. Erasing the Liberty movie will correct that.
Yeah.
It'll correct that. The historians will have to understand that, you know, the television does not dictate history, and we've been lied to. We've been lied to for probably, let's say, 1,000 years. Phil Cherney, I love you. I love you like a brother. Dave Kahari, you will be the best producer of the 21st century.
I second and, both of those comments.
That, I'll end my comment and expect perhaps Mr. Dave Kahari or Phil Cherney, who I love. I can't wait to barbecue with you. Perhaps Dave Kahari could have some commentary here.
Sure, Matthew, you're the best, my friend. And that's Matthew who I was talking about earlier. Is that Matthew stepped up here to the plate? And I don't know Matthew. He doesn't know me.
Phil.
But he understands the importance of this project and what kind of an impact it could have on Americans when they find out our own government did this to their own sailors who were, like I said, just boys. They did this. They left them out there to die. Once Americans understand what their own government did, and of course there's that well-known term of cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
Once Americans realize what happened, then this could be a game changer. But I think, as I said before, that the game is changing, and it's the evidence is all around us. But this story has to be told. Forget about the Holocaust being told every year. Forget about all these Holocaust references and movies. How about the USS Liberty being told just once? Why hasn't there been one movie about this event? See, in Phil's first book, he used a lot of terms that are so accurate. It was demonic. The attack was just satanic. The way that they had attacked with napalm, with, I think it was something like Phil went around and counted the holes, and they lost count at almost 900, but there were over 5,000 holes. There was 850-something rocket-sized holes. There were like over 5,000 projectiles had pierced holes in this ship. They just sat there and they attacked and they attacked and they tore up these bodies. They blew them up. They burned them. What kind of people would do this? I think that's the thing that Phil has asked all these decades is, who in their right mind would do this? Forget about that. It's an ally. And by the way, the other caller from Missouri, which I call Missouri too, Jim. No, Jim, it's we're not going to be addressing the Levant affair and all these other things, although they are vitally important. But this movie, the book, is just sticking straight to the Liberty, and there's a reason for that.
Amen. Amen. I don't know particularly your faith, Dave. I'm a Christian myself, and Phil, I don't really. I hope you don't mind. I'd like to read just a few words from the Bible, if you guys don't mind.
Well, please go ahead.
Jeremiah 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdal and at Tephanes and Noph and the country of Pathos, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early, and sending them, saying, oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate at this day. Therefore now thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling, out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, in that ye provoke me unto your wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. This goes on, folks, and what I mean by saying this, what I mean by referring to this, is not that I want to make this a religious issue. What I'm saying to you is this, that Christians all over this nation have been propagandized to so wholeheartedly believe in an ideology and a belief in supporting this government that is not representative of an entire people, this government which is as corrupt, and which has, at time to time, cast its face away from honor, dignity, morality, the family. What I'm trying to say by sharing this with you, this is not a representation of this incident, and I don't want to be taken out of context. All I want to do is to open the hearts of many of the Christians who have been propagandized into believing that their full and total subservience to this one sect of one tribe, and even among them, a small percentage of those 200 years ago who promulgated an ideology of supremacism based upon many of their own writings in the Talmud that refer to us as cattle and so on. And you guys know, I don't have to go on with that. But the Christians out there that are listening, please hearken your ears to this. Nothing is absolute. If you have been propagandized by the likes of Pastor Hagee and company to put your full and total blinded subservience into a religion rather than your faith, I urge you to look at yourself in the mirror, to get down on your knees and pray to God and ask for him to open your heart up, to show you a deeper and underlying truth that has been propagandized into the minds of the Americans around here with this so-called Judeo-Christianity or Christian Zionism. It is an ideology that has allowed people to commit such heinous crimes and to not only commit them, but to allow the cognitive dissidence, the fervor of this ideology to blind them into not being able to see the truth for what the truth is. It's very simple, and it is one of the reasons why I keep going back to the lifeboats. The one thing as a Christian that you should be able to understand as a human being is that you do not attack the defenseless. It is such a powerful, just, and I know I keep going back to it, it is such a powerful image to take out what is called a lifeboat for a reason. We have another caller I'd like to get to. Is Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Truth is absolute.
Yes, sir.
Dave and Phil. Phil, do you remember me when I talked to you about a month ago? Mm-hmm. And I told you, and it's the truth. When I heard your story about Admiral Kidd, your second marriage, and 20 years of keeping your mouth shut, that brought tears to my eyes, because undoubtedly you felt alone and isolated. Okay, the torpedo boats. What were those men on those torpedo boats doing? Following orders.
Correct.
And the orders come from their commander-in-chief, which is the head of Israel government.
Yeah.
An admiral, a United States admiral, taking his orders from a king of the second beast, the United States, told you, give you an order to keep your mouth shut. You being a young man and tormented and afraid and alone, followed orders. We want to get to the absolute truth.
Amen.
And people will lead you astray. And they have done, the American public, and every government in the world has done it. They have you looking to the left when the problem is on the right, or looking down when it's overhead. You're going to have to put forth the effort yourself to
yes.
learn the truth. And I strongly suggest you go to the Word, the Bible. It will tell you not only how to proceed with your own life, but prophecy tells you what is going to happen, what has happened. And prophecy, for one thing, proves the Bible. Listen to your prophets. And I'm not a prophet. Listen to your prophets through the history and believe and follow them. Don't let people lead you astray, that you look the other direction and bring up a false entity when the kings of the United States give you orders by an admiral, and you being a young man and a patriot to the Constitution, you were young and ignorant, just like I was. So people, get all the facts. Do not be led. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Fred, for those words. And it means a lot to me. I want to give these last few minutes over to my most respected guests here. I'm gonna shush and let these gentlemen take us throughout the rest of the show. I first want to say, gentlemen, it has been seriously an honor to have you both on my show. And I have to tell you, Phil, I care. I know, and I will do all that I can, sir, to bring this truth to light the best that I can, because it is my duty. It is my obligation. I need no thanks from you, sir. It is duty. And with that, I'm going to leave you guys for the rest of the show.
Well, God bless you, Tom, and thank you for having us on. And I'm gonna tell you, it's been a great honor, and I'm gonna defer to Dave. But you know, all of you callers, the people that listen into this radio show, please take what Dave has to say to heart. Open your heart, open your wallet, open your mind. It's the only way we're going to save our republic. It's the only way we're going to save our country. Please go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Phil. Yeah, that's true. This is, I don't know, I can't think of any other way that we can have such an impact. I mean, all of us are out here. Look, it's, by me, it's about 11 o'clock. I'm out here in the Florida Panhandle. Tom, you're out there in Jersey. Phil, you're out in Colorado. It's almost midnight by you, and you're here doing this. You're not making any money for doing this. It's only costing you. I know I've been doing this for many years, and I don't make much money at this. Phil, you do your radio show for nothing every Saturday just to get the truth out. So we know what we're talking about here when we say we know the lay of the land. And what could we do in order to bring these truths out? We can't think of anything else other that would have more of an impact, and that's why we're spending the time we are doing this. Folks, go to USSLibertyMovie.com. If you find it in your hearts to make a donation to get this movie done, to get the truth out about what happened to the USS Liberty and the larger picture about what's happened to the country, how it's got to the point where it is. It's almost gone. I mean, it's so sad. It's so obvious. It's almost gone. Look at the violent eruptions that are occurring every day across this once great nation. This movie, we think, could bring some sort of semblance of normality back to this country. USSLibertyMovie.com, folks. Please make a donation.
Yes, sir. And with that, gentlemen, it's been an honor. And folks, the highest donation that comes in will get a signed copy of Phil's book, with a note from me with thanks. And you can make, if you make a donation to the Liberty Movie, that's fine. If you do it on our site, please note for USS Liberty Movie. If you've already made that, please send me an email. But go to their site and make a donation. Please make it tonight. If you can't make it tonight, make it when you can afford to. This must be made. Folks, Tom Lackabara Stewart, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast, RBN.
Photo ops.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.